Amos chapter 6, we'll be reading verses 1 through 14. These are God's words. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure in the mountain of Samaria, the distinguished men of the foremost of nations, to whom the house of Israel comes. Go over to Calneh and look, and go from there to Hamath the Great, and then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they better than these kingdoms? Or is their territory greater than yours? Do you put off the day of calamity? And would you bring near the seat of violence? Those who recline on beds of ivory and sprawl on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who improvise to the sound of the harp and like David have composed songs for themselves, who drink wine from sacrificial bowls while they anoint themselves with the finest of oils, yet they have not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore they will now go into exile at the head of the exiles, and the sprawlers' banqueting will pass away. The Lord God has sworn by Himself. The Lord God of hosts has declared, I loathe the arrogance of Jacob and detest his citadels. Therefore I will deliver up the city and all it contains. And it will be, if 10 men are left in one house, they will die. And one's uncle or his undertaker will lift him up to carry out his bones from the house, and he will say to the one who is in the innermost part of the house, is anyone else with you? And that one will say, no one. And he will answer, keep quiet, for the name of the Lord is not to be mentioned. For behold, the Lord is going to command that the great house be smashed to pieces, and the small house to fragments. Do horses run on rocks? Or does one plow them with oxen? Yet you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. You who rejoice in Lodabar and say, have we not by your own strength taken Karnaim for ourselves? For behold, I am going to raise up a nation against you, O house of Israel, declares the Lord God of hosts. And they will afflict you from the entrance of Hamath to the brook of the Araba. And those are the words of God. Many promises of judgments have come to the people of Israel. This is the northern kingdom of Israel. And yet, verse 1, they are at ease. The prophets have come and they're at ease. They're comfortable. They're continuing to confide in things here, as we see, trivial things, their privileges, their status, which is above other nations, even verse 13, their power and their pleasures. A great temptation, as it is with us, to trust in what we have here on earth, like we heard this morning, to point us to whether or not we are safe before the Lord, instead of knowing we are safe based on His promises. And so if things on earth are going well, and we feel that they are going well, then we feel good about it. And if the circumstances are dire or difficult, we're tempted to think that God is not pleased with us. Well, here is Israel at ease, and the Lord through the prophet has come already. And here again, verse 7, you're going up to exile. You're going to be exiled. God abhors them. He's abandoning them and their children to death. Destruction is going to come. Why? Because they're at ease with His warnings. Even verse 13, my translation has, you who rejoice in Lodabar. I don't know why they didn't translate that. That's Hebrew. Lodabar is Hebrew. It means no, low. And debar means word or speaking. No speaking, no word. You who rejoice in no speaking. To not hear God anymore. Not hear His word. They're at ease. And yet they're not listening to God who's calling them to repent of their gross sins. Well, may we not be at ease before the Lord. but listen to Him speak to us through His Word, striving to follow after Him. Let's pray. Our Father, thank You and Your Son that You continue to speak to us. And by Your mercy and by Your grace, we still hear You. Father, we're thankful that You have not hardened up our hearts, You have not hardened our ears, or stuffed up our ears. Nor have we, in the language of Scripture, stuffed up our own ears and become hard-hearted. Father, it is Your mercy if that is so. We pray that You would soften our hearts more. You would shine a light in a dark place. You would cause us to hear Your Word this day. And every day we hear it. That we would heed Your warnings. Hear their warnings to Israel, and yet they're applicable to us. Because if we do the same, if we follow after the ways of the world, and in our pleasures, and we hear Your warnings, and don't turn to You and repent of our sins, then what happened to Israel in exile will happen to us for all eternity. And so, Father, we pray that You would forgive us and cause us to turn in our hearts and our lives to You, the living and true God, knowing that You will show us mercy. And that's always Your promise, if we would but repent, if we would but believe the gospel and the salvation. We would be Your people and Your people forever. And Father, we know that You have given us the Spirit in our hearts. And yet often we like to sin and quench the Spirit, grieve the Spirit. Lord, let that not be so. We do not desire that at all. The sin that we fall into, we don't like it, we hate it. And that which is good and righteous, as we think of what Paul is saying in Romans 7, that which is good and righteous, we long to do, and yet we often fail in doing it. And so, Father, we pray that You would give us Your Word to teach us, to correct us, to rebuke us, and train us in righteousness for Your sake, for the gospel's sake, for Your glory. That You may perfect Your church in Christ Jesus alone. Father, we pray, as we've heard here about nations, we pray for our government. Our government who hates You, who has not submitted to You, but has often spurned You and ruled according against what Your Word says. They have often supported stealing and murder and let adultery happen with no consequence. They have encouraged coveting and lying. And we see that in our rulers, our authorities. And so, Father, we pray for their souls, that You would turn them to Your Son. And You would cause this generation, the many generations that are living today in our nation, Father, cause them to turn to You. That they would not love the things of this world, but You alone. We pray that Your rulers would rule according to Your Word, in accordance with its principles, and they would submit and bow the knee to You. We pray that in faith, knowing You are able to do so, Father, we pray that it would be Your will, and if it is, Lord, we would give You all praise. And if it is not, then we will give You all praise when You come in Your great judgments. Lord, we love You. And so we pray for Your will to be done in all things. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.